A word for you from Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. The psalm then continues with the most beautiful language. Indeed, this is the noblest of themes, for it speaks here of Jesus Christ himself, not of any other king, not even a king related to Solomon. And as commentators agree, this can only fit our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And if you read the rest of the psalm, you'll get to see that only Jesus is the most excellent of men. Only he has his lips anointed with grace. All nations will fall beneath his feet. It is his throne. He's referred in verse 6 to, your throne, O God, will last forever. And it goes on to speak about the prince, the king, the one who's ready for his bride, and he is in all his beauty and power. And it is worthwhile noting at the beginning of the psalm, just before this verse 1, that it is written by the sons of Korah. And they write this, and they put their pen to paper in whatever they used at that time, and they record the song, and it is prophetically inspired. So it's not just a wedding song, but it is something that applies fully to our Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder it starts by saying, my heart is stirred by a noble theme. It was the Holy Spirit who came down and who stirred the hearts of these sons of Korah. And he was breathing into them something not just applicable for that generation, but for all generations, because this psalm is still to be completely fulfilled when Jesus Christ is with his bride, as you read the rest of the psalm. Now, these sons of Korah had been through tragedy. They had been through much sadness. They had seen their father and others who rebelled against God's working and who were judged by the fiery wrath of God. But nevertheless, we find them now speaking of the things of God and being used of God. Their hearts are stirred by a noble theme, and they are able to recite verses, and their skills are put into practice to be used by God then and now and for the future.